Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. You know, there's been a lot of talk in the media lately about women in The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And I just want to start right off by saying, and nobody is twisting my arm to say this, but as I've served in leadership callings in the church, I've never felt diminished as a woman. In fact, if anything, I think the men that I have been privileged to serve with have always made me feel like I had wings to fly, and they've always strengthened and helped me and assisted me in whatever way possible. And I've actually been really grateful for that because it's strengthened my testimony in not only the church, but also in the good people in the church. So someone sent me a text the other day asking me if I had seen this video that was up on the church's website on mormonnewsroom.org, where Sister Linda K. Burton, Sister Elaine S. Dalton, and Sister Rosemary M. Wixom, who are the general presidents of the Relief Society, the Young Women, and the primary organizations of the church, participated in a conversation on this video, and they provided insights into their roles in church leadership, and they describe the power of the priesthood in people's lives and provide answers to questions that people have. And one of the things that I liked that Sister Burton said was that we can have equality having different roles. We each have strengths that we need to bring, and we're strengthened when we bring what gifts and talents we've been given. And it was interesting, in this video, they talked about all the different boards of the church that they serve on. And I've been a member of the church for quite some time now, and I had no idea that they served on so many different boards and in so many various capacities. And another thing I liked that Sister Burton said in that talk is she says, we get into this perfection mode. We think we have to be perfect all at once and all right now. And we're a hospital here. We aren't a hotel for perfect people in the church. We are a hospital. We're all flawed, and we all need each other for the gifts and talents we bring. I remember saying that all the time to people when I was serving as a missionary, that the church itself is perfect, but the people in the church, it is really like a hospital. We're all just trying to get well and be the best we can, and nobody's perfect, and not to expect perfection. So I thought this was really great that they did this video to highlight the women of the church, their involvement in decisions in the church, and the great work that they do. I thought it was really ennobling. I wanted to start off today by playing a portion of President Dieter F. Uchtdorf's talk that he gave in General Conference this year, April 2013, and it's called Your Wonderful Journey Home, and it's a great story, and I'm going to play that for you now.
I grew up in Zwickau, the former East Germany. When I was about 11 years old, my father fell under increased scrutiny as a political dissenter. And my parents felt that the only safe choice for our family would be to flee to West Germany. It was decided that the safest plan was to leave at different times and follow different routes to the West, leaving all our belongings behind. Since my father was at greatest risk, he took the quickest journey through Berlin. My older brother headed north, and both of my brothers found their own way to the West. My sister, who would have been the age of many of you here today, together with Helga Fassmann, her teacher in Young Women, and some others, took a train that passed briefly through West Germany. They paid a porter to unlock one of the doors for them, and after the train crossed the West German border, they jumped from the moving train to freedom. How I admired my sister for her courage. I was the youngest child, and my mother decided that she and I would walk across a mountain range separating the two countries. I remember that she packed a lunch as if we were going for a hike or a picnic in the mountains. We took a train as far as we could and then walked for long hours, getting ever closer to the West German border. The borders were tightly controlled, but we had a map and knew of a time and a place where it might be safe to cross. I could sense my mother's anxiety. She observed the area intensely to see if we were being followed. With each step, her legs and knees seemed to become weaker. I helped carry her a heavy bag filled with food, vital documents, and family photos as we climbed up one last long hill. Surely, she thought, we had passed the border by now. When she finally felt safe, we sat down and started to eat our picnic lunch. For the first time that day, I'm sure she breathed more easily. It was only then that we noticed the border sign. It was still far ahead of us. We were having our picnic on the wrong side of the border. We were still in East Germany. Border guards could show up any moment. My mother frantically packed up our lunch, and we hurried up the hillside as quickly as we could. This time, we didn't dare stop until we knew with certainty that we had reached the other side of the border. Even though each member of our family had taken very different routes and experienced very different hardships along the way, eventually all of us made it to safety. We were finally reunited as a family. What a glorious day that was. What I have just told you is an experience that is, to me, a very precious journey. I can now look back on my life and recognize a number of such journeys I have taken over time. Not all of them involved crossing mountain ranges or political boundaries. Some had more to do with overcoming trials or growing in spirituality. But they were all journeys. I believe that every life is a collection of individual journey stories.
Isn't that the greatest story from President Uchtdorf? A little bit later in the talk, he says about this journey that we're all on in this mortal life. He says, now, where do you find this map? And he says that there are several locations where we find the map to help us on our journey home back to our Heavenly Father. And they are the sacred scriptures, in the words of prophets and apostles, and through personal revelation from the Holy Ghost. He says this map is the gospel of Jesus Christ, given to us by our advocate and mentor, who knows the way because he is the way. And that, of course, is referring to our Savior, Jesus Christ. And he says, of course, simply having a map doesn't do you any good unless you study it. So we need to study the scriptures, study the words of the prophets and the apostles, and receive revelation from the Holy Ghost to help us on our way home. There's another quote that I wanted to share with you that's kind of along these same lines. And this came from Elder Ulysses Suarez, and it's from General Conference, April 2012, and it's called Abide in the Lord's Territory, and I'm going to play that for you now.
President George Halbert Smith once said, there is a line of demarcation well defined between the Lord's territory and the devil's territory. If you will stay on the Lord's side of the line, you'll be under his influence and will have no desire to do wrong. But if you cross to the devil's side of that line 1 inch, you are in the tempter's power. And if he's successful, you will not be able to think or even reason properly because you have lost the spirit of the Lord. Therefore, our daily question must be, do my actions place me in the Lord's or in the enemy's territory?
So combining the messages of these two talks together, I want to ask that question again for all of us that Elder Suarez asks, do my actions place me in the Lord's or in the enemy's territory? And if we could ask ourselves that question every day, I think we'd probably be doing pretty good to remember that. And to remember to stay on the Lord's side of the line. And in our journey, we are going to be tempted to cross that line. It's up to us to make those daily decisions to keep us close to the Lord. It's my prayer for all of us that we can stay on his side of the line. It's time to close, but thank you so much for joining us today on Mormon Channel Daily. I hope you have learned something and that this has been beneficial to you. Please feel free to share your comments and suggestions with me or your inspirational stories that you've had. And you can email me directly, mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can always send us a message on Facebook as well. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day that I'd like to leave you with today is called This Life, featuring Katie Miner. Thanks, everyone, for joining, and have a wonderful day.
Like the virgins with vessels of oil, I'll be wise like the five, my vessel to keep. For it all comes down to salvation. It's the life, it's the time, it's the man to prepare.
Pressing forward to peace, pressing forward.